makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard, directed by Max Benioff, and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good. It's refreshing. And the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi, as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mama Mia, is it not so weird since the Pasquale put his daughter Rossi in my night school class, so I should have got used to her and marry her? That's the worst thing that's ever happened to me, Mamma Mia. When I'm joined the school to learn the three R's, I'm never taught they're going to be reading, writing, and a roaster. But the funny part is, Pasquale was right. The more I'm see roaster, the more I'm getting used to her. Just like Uncle Pietro was once getting used to his daughter. Only I'm getting used to an elephant. I don't like to say anything bad about the roaster because... Well, she's got a good heart, a good character, and she's got a good appetite, too. That the girl eats every meal like it's the last one before the electric chair. When she makes herself a ham sandwich, she's put enough for ham inside to bring her back the whole pig. Mama, me, I'm worried. I don't know what to do. I'm never going to leave my wonderful and nice school, and I'm got to get the Rosa out there. But Pasquale, he's very stubborn. He says the roaster stays in my class till I'm learning his kind of arithmetic. One and a one is the two twins, and a two and two is the four quadruplets, and a son of the butter. But even now, he's telling her how she should catch me for a husband.
Rosa! Where is that girl, Rosa? Yes, my little Rye Crisp. Who's been changing the spelling on these menus?
Hey, Papa, you spelled cacciatore with five K's.
Well, you did twice. You spelled it without any K's.
Papa, cacciatore hasn't got any K's. It's spelled C-A-C-C.
Well, stop. You're making me seasick. If I put you in that night school, you're getting too smart. Hey, by the way, daughter, how's it going with Luigi?
Oh, good. Yes, me, let me carry his books to school.
Yeah. That's wonderful. I can hardly wait till he lets you carry him.
Oh, now, Papa. Now, the right way to spell cacciatore.
Oh, stop. I didn't put you in school to tell me how to spell a cacciatore. I put you in Luigi's class so you could touch him for a husband.
Well, I think he's getting to like me more and more, Papa.
Hey, good, good. Did you ask him for his first kiss yet, the daughter?
Papa, you always told me the fella should ask.
Forget everything I ever told you. This is a leap year, so leap. Now, look, Rosa, I want you to do everything possible to keep on seeing Luigi. Walk with him to school, talk with him in school, walk home with him to his antique shop, go inside, help him with his homework.
Papa!
What?
Don't I get time off for lunch?
Stop worrying about eating. You think little pupsy's starting to get used to you, eh?
Yes, Papa.
I think I better start ordering up those red invitations. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Tahoe to make him a side. Pasquale is happy to invite you to the wedding of his daughter, Rosa, and Luigi Basco. Everything's going to be formal, so please wear your tail. Oh, Rosa, my little baby. Soon he's going to be married, and Luigi's going to be Mr. Pasquale.
I'll be a housewife and have my own little icebox.
I could have just seen it. 200 cubic feet. Well, little baby, you watch at the store. I'm going to go into him right now and find out if face to hand how crazy he is about you.
All right, Papa.
Hey, come to the bride, all the dressed and white, and I'm pumping. Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hey, you look different today, little banana nose.
Me? Different? How, Pasquale?
Ooh, your eyes is all a shine, your face is flush, your cheeks all a blushing. Wouldn't it be love, huh, Luigi?
No, Pasquale, I'm just to come out of the hot shower.
Tell the truth, the little cabbage pussy. Since I put a roast in his class, are you starting to get used to it, huh?
Well, yes, Pasquale.
You may be even a little more used to this week than you did last week, huh? You like a better little melon head?
Well, could be.
Maybe another week you like it so much you would let the preacher make you one, huh?
But why, Pasquale? I'm one right now.
Stop a joke around, Luigi. You know what I mean.
But Pasquale, I don't think I'm ready enough for marriage.
Who's asking you to be ready? Just be there, that's all.
Pasquale, please. Isn't no rush you would have married?
No rush, he says. You've been stalling me for 3 years now. It's been the tragedy of my life. Always a papa, never a grandpapa.
Yeah, but Pasquale, I promise you, when the time comes, I'm going to tell you. Now, don't rush me. You got another right.
Oh, yes, I am, a god. It's a leap year in Congress to give me the right to ask. Now, look, Luigi, I went to a lot of trouble getting roasted in your night school of class. I expect to pick the results. You understand?
No, I don't understand. And if you keep on bothering me, then I'm never going to marry her.
Look, Mr. Spinster, I'm giving you one more week to fall in love with my daughter at first sight. And if you don't, then I'm going to tell you don't know what's going on.
Well, then what? What are you going
to do? Then I'm going to figure out how you got to see her every minute of the day, from when you get up in the morning till you go to sleep every night. I'm going to make her stick so close to you, you're going to think she's your shadow.
But, Freddy, I couldn't have a special shadow if I wasn't the Queen of Mary.
And it's a cinch you ain't the King of England.
I'd have to want to stop
you. You're the idiot from Italy, and Rosa's sticking in your class until you get married, that's all.
Well, Lord, Mommy, I'm worried. Something inside of me is afraid this is going to come through and is making me out decide to turn the green.
Luigi, you got a real problem. A man going into the quicksand.
That's the way I'm going to work. That's the quick order. You got to help me figure out how to get a roast out of our class.
Now, that's going to be hard, Luigi. You got to get that girl fatter. Fatter, no fat. She is proving that she has a real good brain.
Yeah, from a Holstein, she is turning into an Einstein.
Truth, that was not the kind thing to say. That was foolish, boorish, and stupid.
Oh, I hate what you said, but I love the way you said it.
Now smile, everybody. We're going to find a way out. Maybe we can send her a fake letter from the Board of Education saying she has been dismissed. Then she stays home forever.
Yeah, and then we all go to Zing Zing for 10 years. There must be something we could do.
There must be something. Hey, maybe we can make Rosa get to silly. She's acting too nice in the class.
Luigi, you got it. Why didn't I think of it before? Rosa loves to laugh, right?
To laugh is putting it mildly, she giggles.
Sure. Cackle is more like it.
All right, now, today, Mr. Orth, the principal, is coming in to watch the class.
Do you begin to catch on?
Yes, you mean we make her laugh and then she acts the silly?
Silly, it's only the beginning.
I'm going to make with a lot of shows. Rosa gets hysterical with laughing. Maybe you can reach over and give her a tickle.
Yeah.
And when the principal hears a hyena calling to his mate, he's going to think she's a lunatic and throw Rosa out of the house.
Wonderful. Quiet,
gentlemen. She is coming here.
Hello, fellow classmates.
Hello.
Hello,
Rosa. Well, I wouldn't even need the show.
Oh, here comes the teacher.
Class, before I begin the lesson, let me warn you, our principal is coming in today to observe us, so let's be especially smart.
All right, I'll call the roll now. Mr. Basco?
I'm here.
Mr. Howard?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson?
Yeah.
Rosa?
Yeah.
Mr. Schultz, is your name Rosa?
I don't know. Call out Schultz. If Rosa answers, that ain't me.
Mr. Schultz, that is not funny. There's been entirely too much laughter in this class, and if Mr. Orth decides to throw anyone out, he'll have my cooperation.
Oh, is this going to be easy?
Good evening, George.
Good evening, Miss Spalding. Good evening, class. Go right ahead with the lesson, please. I'll just take a seat right here.
Class, I ask you to memorize certain important dates in American history. Mr. Basco, you may tell us why 1775 was important.
Well, it was the start of American Revolution.
Yes. Mr. Howard, why was 1776 famous?
It was 1 year after the start of the American Revolution.
What?
Oh, the Declaration of Independence.
Yes, of course. Mr. Olson, 1787.
The United States Constitution was adopted.
Yes.
And Mr. Schultz? 1796.
That's what my wife paid for her new dress.
What?
1796 reduced from $18. My Rosa, that's funny. Rosa, why are you laughing?
Mr. Schultz, how ridiculous can you get?
Schultz,
that's a laugh. I warned you, no whispering. Rosa, tell Mr. Schultz what happened in 1796.
Washington gave his farewell address.
Not address. Say address.
Address.
But that's what I said. 1796 before address.
My Rosa, that's hilarious.
Mr. Schultz, you're very corny today.
Him and a female Benedict Donner.
Excuse me, Miss Spalding. I got to go now.
Yes, George.
My reason for stopping by was to relay a message from the main office. There's been too much absenteeism in the night school classes. Now, we feel that absenteeism is an abuse of a valuable privilege. Hereafter, one or two absences, unless entirely justifiable, may lead to dismissal from the school.
Yes, sir.
And as for myself, I might place in the same category sounding tactics and disruption of the class. Good night.
I'm sorry, Miss Spalding.
This is a fine time to be sorry. I asked you to cooperate and then...
Yeah, but Miss Spalding,
sure, he's from, you know, right? Perhaps he does, but you don't. You didn't even bother to apologize for your own behavior. And I heard you prodding him on. I don't like it at all. I can tell you that, Mr. Basco, I'm ashamed of you. I don't like it one bit.
Don't worry, Luigi. I like you.
Thank you, Rosa. I like you, too.
Kimmel, hang up the black tape. It looks like we're going to have a marriage after all.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, we want to tell you how chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum can help make your daily work go more smoothly and successfully. You see, to keep going at your best, you've got to feel fresh, alert, and on your toes. And chewing a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum really helps you feel that way. A lively spearmint flavor refreshes you and gives you a pleasant little lift. The smooth, easy chewing goes right along with the job itself, makes the time pass faster, and helps you keep feeling and doing your best. You don't have to take time out for it either. Just slip a stick of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum into your mouth anytime and enjoy some really good chewing. It'll make your work more pleasant, and it will help you do the job more smoothly and successfully. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, Mamma Mia, I'm a taste. I never was so bad off in my class before. Miss Spalding is to get the mad out of me and is only make the rush to look the better now. The more I see her, the less of faster she looks at me. And after that, Pasquale has slipped one of his little Pasquale poems under my door. He wrote, in these days of inflation, you can still get goodbyes, and Rosa's the giant economy size. Now, I'm not the only one who's worried, Mama Me, because all of my friends in the class, they're getting worried, too. So we decided to have a meeting in my antique shop, and Schultz was inside.
I now call to order this United Nations meeting, special SPCL division.
SPCL? Schultz, what's that?
The Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Luigi. We start off by calling the roll of the member nations. The delegate from Italy?
Here.
The delegate from Sweden?
Yes.
The delegate from Israel?
Here.
The delegate from Austria? Will the delegate from Austria speak up, please? Aha, a walkout.
Hey, but Schultz, that's you.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, thank goodness. I was about to declare war on myself. Will the Swedish delegate please review the problem now before the General Assembly?
Yeah, oh. According to Section 4, Amendment 8 of our UN Charter, no entangling alliance shall be imposed upon one fellow nation by another fellow nation without the full consent and agreement of said fellow nation.
That's right, yeah.
In other words, we don't want Luigi to get hooked. All right. The floor is now open for general discussion. The delegate from Italy has his hand raised.
Yes, Mr. President. You all know why Pasquale has put the Russian in our class, so I should have gotten used to her and then marry her.
Personally, I don't like when a girl sits with us in the class and she's always busy with powder, the rouge, the lipstick, and the mascara.
Yeah, that's chemical warfare. Do I hear any more complaints about the offending party?
Well, Mr. President, you think it was a fair to suddenly put the Rossi in a class with me like this?
Absolutely not! The dropping of the atom bomb is strictly outlawed.
Mr. President, if I may say so, we shouldn't take this matter too lightly. The struggle of a man who doesn't want to get married is as old as the age.
And it's full of trickiness.
In fact, the oldest story known is how a girl gets her man.
You mean, me liking a Russ is nothing new?
Luigi, that's why we are so worried. Ooh, those women. All the time, you are getting drafted, and they make you feel like you're enlisted.
And friends, you know, that's just what's happening to me. With Russ in the class, I'm getting so used to how anything is liable to happen, which I wouldn't want to happen. Even if I wanted to, it wouldn't happen, but it's got to happen.
Stop. You are getting the United Nations all for shimmer.
Luigi.
Oh,
wait a minute. I have an idea.
Fortunately, you have a... That's a wonderful
one.
Oh,
no, that's a good one. Oh, you know, then Sweden gets a chance to keep the Nobel Prize in its own country.
What is it?
The principle says anyone who is unduly absent will be dismissed. Well, what we should use with Rosa is psychological warfare. Okay.
Well, what's this whole thing?
Did it out. What is her greatest weakness?
Greatest... food.
What kind of food?
Anything that grows, walks, swims, or flies.
What's food got to do with
the whole delicatessen full of stuff, right?
Yes. Right. Yes. Right.
I've done it. Olds and you're a cheater.
Luigi, when Rosa walks you to school tonight,
yeah,
you stop off first in my delicatessen.
Yeah.
And while she's inside, uh-huh, we begin teasing her appetite. You get it?
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
Good.
Then she starts to eat.
Yeah.
She's so happy.
Sure.
She don't want to come to school.
No.
She doesn't show up once or twice, and next thing you know, she is out because of absence.
Mama, that sounds so wonderful. That's so wonderful. One thing, Rosa cannot change herself. That's about a food.
United Nations delegates, all those in favor of the Swedish proposal, say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Motion passed. Delegates, do you realize that tonight we are going to make history?
History?
Yeah. For the first time since education started, a girl is going to leave school on account of liver worms.
Luigi, it's so nice walking to school with
Let's just stop in a delicatessen and see if the Schultz is ready for school, huh?
All right.
Luigi, the ghost! Yeah, what an unexpected surprise. Come on in, sit down.
Thank you, Schultz. We just dropped in to see if you was ready for school, Schultz.
Ach, what's the hurry? We got time. Here, Rosa, nibble on this little frankfurter.
No, thank you, Mr. Schultz.
Huh? Rosa, this is on the house. Free, for nothing. Stop yourself.
Yes,
live!
Yes, thank you. No, thank you. I never indulge between meals.
Huh?
We're all of us too much a slave to our appetite. By fighting off temptation, we develop character. And what is more important in life than character?
Look who is talking! A 250-pound Gaylord Houser.
Yeah, but a Schultz. That's a very nice thing of you to say that, a Schultz.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Rosa. Sure. Maybe she don't like Frankfurt. Here, Rosa, it tries the cream post.
No, I'm determined to improve myself. Luigi, come. It's time we should go to school.
We have created a literary Frankenstein. No, Rosa, I'm going to honor you with the most expensive delicacy in my delicatessen. Romanov caviar, $30 a pound. Go ahead, eat it.
Hey, go on, eat it, Rosa.
No.
Romanov, that's named after a king.
That's right.
Then let the king eat it.
Himmel, she makes jokes, yes.
Schultz, it's no use. I guess she ain't hungry.
But that's ridiculous. No, she looks positively anemic. Rosa, darling, do me a favor, huh? And my wife, Frieda, wants to see a movie tonight. So how's about you watching my delicatessen store tonight, huh?
Yeah.
But what about school?
Oh, me and Luigi will watch the school.
Well...
I'm sorry, Mr. Schultz. I have to stay in school with Luigi.
Well, Luigi, we came, we saw, and we got conquered. Let's go to school.
That's right. All right, come on with us.
What's the matter, Luigi? Your books too heavy to carry?
No, my books are light. This time, my hat is heavy.
So she wouldn't fall for the eating business, huh, Luigi?
No, I don't. Hey, Hudson, well, what do you think I should do now?
Luigi, you got to act like a man. After all, every man has to get married.
Yeah, but in Luigi's case, why shouldn't it be to a woman?
No, sure, you shouldn't have said that, because if... Well, she...
Lebensgefallen, he's hooked!
You lost fair and square, Luigi. You admit you're getting used to her. Go in and tell Rosa you want to be a suitor for her hand.
She wouldn't make you a bad wife, Luigi.
And we all got to go sometime.
She is crazy about you.
And she will always be true. And besides, you can never get her out of school.
That's right. Well, all right, my mind is made up. I'm going to tell her. As long as she's going to go to the school with me, I'm going to propose to her.
That's the boy. Look, good luck, Luigi.
Hey, Schultz, why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing. Good luck, little Wiener Schnitzel.
Rosa!
Yes, Papa?
Who told you to fool around with these menus again?
Papa, your spelling is just terrible. You spell spaghetti with 4 G's instead of 1.
So what? It tastes the same no matter how many G's you got it.
And you left out the H, Papa.
An H in a spaghetti?
Sure, only the H is silent.
Look, when you eat my spaghetti, nothing is a silent. Rosa, since you took up a spelling in a school, I got a nothing but a trouble with you.
How about change that sign you had in the window?
What for?
Your arithmetic is all wrong. You put down dinner for one, 89 cents. Dinner for two, special, $2. That's bad adding.
But it's good business. Around this neighborhood, Rosa, nobody can add. You know, since you started going to school...
I might just as well tell you the rest, Papa.
There's more?
In school, they teach us that a good citizen always pays his bills.
Rosa, you didn't pay all those bills I have in the cash register.
I sent the cash out today, Papa.
I wasn't more than 6 months behind in those bills. Rosa, you think I sent you to school to drive me crazy? Ever since you started, you've been nagging me, correcting me, making a fool out of me, acting a smart. You're not yourself. You don't even giggle like you used to.
Hello, Pasquale. Yes, sir?
Hello, Luigi.
Who sent it for you, you old maid?
Papa, don't holler on Luigi.
Oh.
Yes, sir. I got something important to say to you.
Yeah, first, I got something important to say to her. Rosa, I'm taking you out of school, starting tonight.
Well, I was a... What the...
Oh, no!
Oh, yes, I can. Yes, I'm taking her out of school. That's right. Do you want to say some more about it?
But why?
Because I can't stand a girl who gets too smart for my own good and who's making my life miserable. Well, Mr. Marriage Dodger, what are you standing around saying little things for? Your mouth's hanging
off. Well, because of the study. Hey, Pasquale, you really taking Rosa out of school tonight?
Yes, and now what was you going to tell her that's so important?
Rosa?
Yes, Luigi?
You think it's going to rain tomorrow?
That's my Rosa!
I'm just ahead of most worried the 3 weeks of my whole life. But now with the Rosa no more in my class, I'm feel like a free man again. Like Uncle Pietro is always used to say, marriage is like some accident. It's got to happen to us sometime. But you don't have to go out and look for it. And I'm not going out and look for it for a long, long time. You're loving a son, Luigi Vasco, Lily McGinnis.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi. And they want to remind you that Wrigley's Spearmint Gum gives you real chewing enjoyment and sweetens your breath besides. You see, Wrigley's Spearmint is made for good chewing. It's smooth and satisfying to chew on. And the lively, long-lasting spearmint flavor is really delicious. The minute you sink your teeth into a piece of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, you get a fresh, clean taste in your mouth. And you're confident that your breath is sweet for any occasion. So carry Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum with you at all times, as millions do. Be sure to get Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to be sure to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production. Pat Burton is associate producer. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mr. Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Ship as Miss Balding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. The music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. This is Charles Lyons. This is the CBS Radio Network.